Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. First up, a mea culpa. I pride myself in reporting stuff that I think gets missed in popular studies. Upon reflection and based on later conversations, I missed the forest by looking at the trees on this one. This post means to correct my mistake. What surprised me most in these stats was how set in concrete the process is. Basically, the front runner just has to not lose the opportunity. The jockeying for a position in sales conversations is pretty much gone. So this begs the big question. What are the categories of the four vendors? Based on my observation and conversations, here are the two other categories beyond the front runner that I'm seeing. First up, the backup options. These are the ones buyers keep just in case the front runner can't close the deal. This is where branding can be in the right direction, but just not compelling enough. Now, we know we're a close second when the buyer sounds positive, but just can't say yes. We get the updates, but no real news. And then all of a sudden, we get this, well, we chose someone else conversation. Another category, what I call the check the box options. These are the firms considered because someone decided that the project needed to look competitive or that a certain kind of company needed to be considered. We know we're in that category when calls don't get returned or the prospect ghosts us. They've checked the box, they're in negotiation with the front runners, so they can't say no just yet, but no one wants to lead us on. These findings point to a new sales approach that focused more on identifying our best opportunities and aligning everything, branding, content marketing, all of it to those folks. This right here is why account-based marketing, keeping current clients, all of this is so popular right now. It's about finding where we can be the front runner and monetize that position. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.